to World Soccer Talk Radio here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcasting Network. I am your host, Nate Abarella. Tweet me at NateWST and follow us on Twitter at World Soccer Talk and at Sports Byline USA for updates on the program. Listeners of this show, keep up the good work within that wild thing known as the Twitter sphere. It has been an absolute blast interacting with all of you loyal listeners of this show over the last couple of weeks. And keep it up. Spread the word. Make this your show. Get involved. We love it. Arlo White of NBC Sports. That's right. Our Premier League voice here in America. Arlo White will be our guest here in this edition of World Soccer Talk Radio. We're going to talk about how the season is gone over there at NBC. What a season it's been from a broadcast point of view, and NBC taking it to the next level this year in so many ways, and even sending their entire crew, production crew, studio crew, and of course the broadcasters themselves, the commentators of the matches, over to England for that entire weekend back last month. All sorts of good stuff going on with NBC, and Arlo is going to tell us what an average week is like over there at NBC Sports as they prepare for a weekend of Premier League action. What a weekend of Premier League action that Arlo is preparing for on Saturday and Sunday. Saturday, it's the Steven Gerrard show. It's the farewell for Stevie G, his last home match in a Liverpool shirt at Anfield, Liverpool Crystal Palace, and then Arsenal Manchester United on Sunday. So Arlo, a very busy man, and very nice of him to stop in and chat with us here on World Soccer Talk Radio. And we're going to talk about Arlo's boyhood club, the Foxes of Leicester City. And a little later in the program, I'm going to take a trip back to the year 1999. That's right, we're partying like it's 1999. And I'm going to tell you why I've got such a deep affection for the Foxes of Leicester City and why I've been rooting them on all season long. We're getting nostalgic right here on the World Soccer Talk Radio Show. Arlo White with us on the other side of this break. World Soccer Talk Radio, Sports Byline, USA. Stay tuned. Are you sick and tired of paying more than $100 a month for your TV bill? Well, if so, I've got the solution for you. It's called Fubo TV, and it's the best way to watch the greatest leagues from around the world. Fubo TV is a legal and affordable streaming service that delivers live and on-demand HD broadcasts of BN Sports, Goal TV, Benfica TV, and more. That means you can watch La Liga, Serie A, the Bundesliga, Ligue 1, Copa America, and more. With Fubo TV, the broadcast stream to your computer, smartphone, tablet, Roku, or Amazon Fire TV. Plus, Fubo TV works with Chromecast, so you can cast the games to your TV set. Best of all, Fubo TV is offering a 2-week free trial, so you can watch as much soccer as you like. Go to fubo.tv/radio and sign up today. And if you love what you see, a monthly subscription to Fubo TV is only $6.99 per month. So sign up at fubo.tv/radio right now. FUBO.TV/radio and start enjoying the best soccer from around the world at home, work, or on the go.
Soccer fans, I have a question for you. Which is the only soccer network in the United States that shows games from Ajax, PSV, Colo-Colo, Benfica, Zenit, and other teams? The answer is NGSN, a brand new online sports network that offers live and on-demand games from seven different leagues from around the world for free, no strings attached. With your free 90-day trial, you can watch as many league games from the following countries as you like: Holland, Portugal, Russia, Chile, Bolivia, Ecuador, and Venezuela. NGSN is the only place you can watch Eredivisie games, featuring star players such as Memphis Depay, Andres Guardado, Aaron Johansson, and many more. Plus all of the games from those leagues that are available on your Windows PC or Mac, and your Apple iPhone or Android device. Commentaries are offered in English or Spanish, plus the games are in HD. Now, this is a completely new and legal way to watch soccer games in the United States. Try it, and I think you'll be impressed. All you have to do is go to freesoccertrial.com and sign up today for your free 90-day trial to NGSN. No credit card is required. You just sign up and go. Again, that's freesoccertrial.com. Cheers.
Not all waters are created equal, and that's why everyone from athletes and celebrities to weekend warriors are choosing Alchemy. It's the ultimate health and wellness water. Alchemy hydrates you faster, helps balance your body's pH levels, stimulates your metabolic function, and is clinically proven to boost the immune system. Plus, Alchemy's patented water is rich in bioavailable oxygen to improve vitality and performance. Available at select retailers and online through Amazon at alchemywater.com. That's alkamewater.com.
Welcome back into World Soccer Talk Radio here on Sports Byline USA. I am your host, Nate Abarea. Tweet me at NateWST and tweet us at World Soccer Talk. We are privileged to be joined by one Arlo White of NBC Sports. Arlo, how you doing, sir?
Very good. Very good, Nate. Thanks very much. The privilege is all mine.
Well, let's get right into this season as a whole for NBC Sports. How would you say as we wind down this Premier League campaign? How is this season gone? From an NBC broadcast point of view.
Well, that's a good question. We thoroughly enjoyed the second season of our 3-year deal. We hope. It's a lot. Long and fruitful relationship with the Premier. League, and as we've seen, Chelsea have dominated. Almost the first. This week, top since August the 30th. It's been a one. Team show hasn't it for most of this season and it appears that most of the value as we close out the season. Now that the champions league spots have been now secured as well, all but secure. In the relegation. Which looks like being at a thrilling end for that final relegation spot of the last couple of weeks. We thoroughly enjoyed. It as usual. The Premier League will throw up lots of interesting talking points and storylines. We couldn't be happier doing the league, and I couldn't be more privileged doing two Premier League games from the best stadium in the Premier League each weekend with the likes of Graham Lasso and Lee Dixon as well. So we're thoroughly enjoying it. We want to have a really, really strong end to the season before taking a little break and then coming back as strong as ever at the start of next season.
Arlo, take us through an average week for you and your crew at NBC during the Premier League season. Talk about the Monday through Sunday, what it's really like an average week as you guys prepare and produce these matches.
Sure. I mean, obviously, we've got a UK-based team over here. Lisa is our leader, Lisa McLeod, who's fantastic, who's been around television broadcasting and football broadcasting in the UK for a long time. So she just runs a brilliant ship over here. The technicals I'll leave to her if you get her on the show one day to describe exactly what she has to go through on a weekly basis, whatever it is and however complex it is, she does it brilliantly well. From a personal perspective, I kind of start looking ahead to the weekend around Tuesday, looking at storylines online, just the same as any other football fan, really. Meanwhile, the stats team in Stamford, Connecticut, they're helping me out with a few player profiles for the four teams that we'll see in the two games that I do every weekend. So Wednesday is a day when I really start that process of putting some information down on what I call the sticker system, which is that label system you might have seen on Twitter, and really thinking about the games. Thursday, we all gather together wherever we are. It might be the lucky Kyle Martino and Robbie Earl out in California sunning themselves out on the deck. It might be the guys in Stamford, and it certainly is over in the UK as well, usually when it's dark on a Thursday afternoon. And we have a conference call that can last up to, I'd say, an hour and a half, and that's when we're really shooting around ideas of the live games that we're going to see. Now, the Stamford crew have their own conference calls to talk through storylines, the pre-match shows and that sort of thing. But that's just when we're talking with the UK-based team about the games that are ahead of us. And we often mention that, really, this could be a decent podcast that we could do if we recorded. I dare say some of the things that could have been said or will be said on the call might not be said if it was going to be broadcast, because there's a lot of brutal honesty on those calls. But you really get a good sense from these former pros, and Rebecca and I as well, with our little input. You get a good sense when you get off the call what is expected and what we're expecting with the games. And then the preparation continues Friday and Saturday. Normally, I would travel to the first ground, do the game at 5:30 local, which is 12:30 Eastern, with Lee or Graham, who are fantastic to work with. And then, depending on the geography, either stay in a hotel that night and go to the game, or travel overnight, or go home before the Sunday game. So you never can tell from one week to the next exactly where we're going to be geographically until a few weeks before. But it's been a stunning team effort when you see how far apart we are in terms of miles, but how close we are, I think, in terms of our relationship on screen. And that's testament to the team that Bien Moussa has put together. So that gives you a broad idea, at least a UK-based idea, of what our week entails.
Well, again, Arlo White is our guest here on World Soccer Talk Radio with yours truly, Nate Abarrea. And a little bit later, we're going to talk about that sticker system, those match boards that people have seen on the Twitter sphere that you create for these commentary assignments. Right now, I want to talk about your pathway to NBC, and specifically in regards to your background in radio. You actually have an extensive background in the world of radio, which led into a lot more television work, and eventually teaming up with NBC and becoming the USA's voice of the Barclays Premier League. Talk about your pathway to NBC, Arlo.
Well, it's been a wonderful journey, and sometimes I have to look back and remember where it all started, because I think it's a pretty decent tale, and one that I'm very proud of, because I've had so many different experiences in this, and every now and again in your career and your life, you have to take a couple of moves perhaps that some people raise their eyebrows to and try and warn you against. But you have to have courage in your convictions. And you're right. My first love was radio, which I got into in my mid to late 20s with BBC National Radio. A lot of your listeners will be aware of Radio 5 Live, which is the 24-hour news and sports station. And it has all the rights to pretty much every sport and every league going. It's a fantastic place to cut your teeth if you're a young sports reporter. So I started off there in 2001, and I got onto The Breakfast Show doing sports desks. And then my ambition from the age of seven was to become a soccer commentator. They had enough soccer commentators at the time, so I ended up going into presentation and cricket, which actually in terms of an education in broadcasting was magnificent, because if you've ever tried to get a broadcast line out of cricket stadiums in Pakistan and failed miserably and ended up having to commentate on a crackly mobile phone line, pretty much anything that the TV world can throw at you. Seems a little easy. So I was involved in soccer as well. Worked a lot with the great John Mott. Doing the show with him. Your listeners will be aware of. And it was a great education, but I fancied a change after about 10 years at the BBC, and I'd always wanted to work in America. I'd spent time there coaching soccer for Major League Soccer camps in 1996 in Massachusetts. I called Super Bowls over there as well. So I've always been a fan of Americana, particularly American sports. And having spent time in Chicago as well with family that I've got there, I just wanted to taste life in America. And I never felt I'd be able to do that through soccer, particularly broadcasting, until fairly recently. And it's doing those Super Bowls and meeting people from the Seattle Seahawks many years ago that led to an offer from the Seattle Sounders. And I had two wonderful years with the Sounders as the voice of that team in Major League Soccer. And then when NBC bought the rights to Major League Soccer, I was brought over to the East Coast to live in Connecticut. And that went rather well. And then just as I got my family over, mate, a couple of months later, we bought the rights to Premier League and we were sent home.
So, Arlo, I'm curious, if you would have stayed in England, if you hadn't come to the States, how different do you think things would have worked out? What do you think you'd be doing right now if you'd have stayed on the other side of the Atlantic?
Well, that's an interesting question, mate. You know what? I've never spent a second thinking about that. I've always been thinking about the future and at the very least, the present. I thoroughly enjoyed my time at the BBC. It was a fantastic place to work and to cut your teeth as a broadcaster. But I'd hoped to have made it into television in some regard. I'm not entirely sure how that would have been. But I've never really stopped to dwell on it, to be honest with you, because the opportunities that I sort of sought out and created myself with Seattle and with NBC, I'm very, very proud of. So rather than sort of wondering what happened, I'm just sort of enjoying the present, really, and looking forward to the future.
Absolutely. Again, Arlo White of NBC Sports is our guest here on World Soccer Talk Radio. And when we get back here on the program on Sports Byline USA, we're going to talk about some of Arlo's favorite stops along the way here in this Premier League odyssey. Talk about the gantries at grounds like Anfield and Goodison, the nostalgia of Merseyside. And we'll talk about some of those grounds in the south as well, along with Leicester City, Arlo's favorite club. His boyhood club, the Foxes, as they fight to survive in the Premier League here in 2015. And we're going to talk about those match boards. That's right, that sticker system that Arlo brought up just a few minutes ago, what it really means and what aspiring young broadcasters can learn from those match boards. Arlo White of NBC Sports with yours truly, Nate Abarrea, right here on World Soccer Talk Radio. It's the Sports Byline USA Broadcasting Network. Stay with us. We're back after this.
Soccer fans, I have a question for you. Which is the only soccer network in the United States that shows games from Ajax, PSV, Colo-Colo, Benfica, Zenit, and other teams? The answer is NGSN, a brand new online sports network that offers live and on-demand games from seven different leagues from around the world for free, no strings attached. With your free 90-day trial, you can watch as many league games. As you like. Holland. Russia. Chile, Bolivia, Ecuador, and Venezuela. NGSA. Is the only place you can watch Eredivisie games, featuring star players such as Memphis Depay, Andres Guardado, Aaron Johansson, and many more. Plus all of the games from those leagues that are available on your Windows PC or Mac, and your Apple iPhone or Android device. Commentaries are offered in English or Spanish, plus the games are in HD. Now, this is a completely new and legal way to watch soccer games in the United States. Try it, and I think you'll be impressed. All you have to do is go to freesoccertrial.com and sign up today for your free 90-day trial to NGSN. No credit card is required. You just sign up and go. Again, that's freesoccertrial.com. Cheers.
Are you sick and tired of paying more than $100 a month for your TV bill? Well, if so, I've got the solution for you. It's called Fubo TV, and it's the best way to watch the greatest leagues from around the world. Fubo TV is a legal and affordable streaming service that delivers live and on-demand HD broadcasts of BN Sports, Goal TV, Benfica TV, and more. That means you can watch La Liga, Serie A, the Bundesliga, Ligue 1, Copa America, and more. With Fubo TV, the broadcast stream to your computer, smartphone, tablet, Roku, or Amazon Fire TV. Plus, Fubo TV works with Chromecast, so you can cast the games to your TV set. Best of all, Fubo TV is offering a 2-week free trial, so you can watch as much soccer as you like. Go to Fubo.tv/radio and sign up today. And if you love what you see, a monthly subscription to Fubo TV is only $6.99 per month. So sign up at Fubo.tv/radio right now. FUBO.tv/radio and start enjoying the best soccer from around the world at home, work, or on the go.
Not all waters are created equal, and that's why everyone from athletes and celebrities to weekend warriors are choosing Alchemy. It's the ultimate health and wellness water. Alchemy hydrates you faster, helps balance your body's pH levels, stimulates your metabolic function, and is clinically proven to boost the immune system. Plus, Alchemy's patented water is rich in bioavailable oxygen to improve vitality and performance. Available at select retailers and online through Amazon at alchemywater.com. That's alkamewater.com.
World Soccer Talk Radio, back here with you on the Sports Byline USA Broadcasting Network. My name is Nate Abarea. Tweet me at NateWST with the love mail and the hate mail, and get at us at World Soccer Talk with all of your soccer inclined Twitter gold that you've got. Arlo White is our guest here on World Soccer Talk Radio. Fantastic discussion with Arlo about the situation at NBC right now and how the season is gone from an NBC broadcast point of view. And I want to talk with you now, Arlo, about your co-commentators, about Lee Dixon and Graham Lasseau. I've heard some stories that you actually had quite a bit to do with Lee and Graham joining the NBC team and almost putting on your scouting hat for all intents and purposes. Talk about your role in getting Lee and Graham onto the NBC team.
Well, Nate, I invoice them 15% of their salary each month. Today, I've yet to receive a penny. But when NBC got the rights to the Premier League, obviously it was something that was brand new. And you look 2 years down the line, and the amount of contacts that our bosses, and in particular Pierre Moussa, have made with the likes of Sky TV, with the BBC. You know, the lines of communication are constantly open. We're trying different talent all the time. You know, the BBC commentator Steve Bauer is part of our team. You look at Phil Neville joining us, Tim Howard, and Jeff Cameron, of course, US international player and Stoke City star. But when it started, it was a lot smaller than that. And Pierre asked me for feedback on who I thought would be good to join the team, who would be intelligent, who would be prepared to work hard, who would have that NBC philosophy in sports broadcasting. And my initial thought was those two individuals. I'd worked with both at the BBC before leaving for the United States. We had good on-air chemistry then, and I'd been led to believe, and I truly believe myself, we've got good on-air chemistry now. Lee and Graham are just brilliant to work with. Not only did they have stellar careers themselves, Premier League winners, Cup winners, European winners, you know, they played in World Cups between them, England internationals. They played for big clubs like Chelsea at the time, Blackburn Rovers with Graham, and of course the great Arsenal side that Lee played in. So they're superstars in their own right, but they don't take themselves too seriously. They are intelligent men. They read the game, I think, brilliantly. But when you spend an afternoon in their company in a Premier League soccer ground or just outside of a Premier League soccer ground, you see the men for what they really are. And they've never turned down a photo or an interview or an autograph or anything in the presence of any fan or even stewards. I mean, sometimes you have to drag Graham away from a 10-minute conversation with the stewards when they're having their pre-match meeting in a stadium, because he just chats to everybody. Such lovely guys, such great professionals, and honestly, I count myself very lucky to be working with them.
Well, I think my favorite moment of the season that definitely reflects many of the things that you just talked about there, it was during the Arsenal-Burnley match at Turf Moor recently, when NBC sent the whole crew over to the UK for that entire weekend, that fantastic experience for you guys. And it was Lee Dixon down on the pitch at Turf Moor with the Arsenal away fans still in the ground. And the look on his face, the blushing cheeks as those Arsenal fans chanted, Lee Dixon's a goon. It was
That's
as if This storied professional became an 8-year-old child for a moment. It was absolutely beautiful. Arlo White is our guest. You're on World Soccer Talk Radio with yours truly, Nate Abarea. And I am an aspiring play-by-play broadcaster myself. And one of the most important things that I learned in my university days and from many experienced commentators is all about match boards. And here in the States, commonly referred to as spotting charts. And for various sports, your preparation and being able to take all of your important information, your important notes, and just piece it down to one big sheet or maybe two big sheets of paper. And I've seen pictures of your match boards, Arlo, and many people have in the Twitter sphere, and they're unique in their own way, and they clearly work for you. And talk about the importance of that for people trying to get into play-by-play broadcasting, not just in soccer, but in any sport. And you've worked in various sporting arenas, but the importance of making sure that with these sticker systems, these match boards, these spotting charts, that they work for you, because you are the most important person when it comes to these boards.
Yeah, I think every play-by-play announcer has their own style, and there are no two the same in the world. And if everybody sounded the same and had the same cadence and system and way of speaking and describing a game, it would be very dull indeed, Nate, wouldn't it? And therefore, you know, people have different styles. They have different ways of preparing for a game that suits that style. And I like to, if I say something during the call, I like to make it count. I don't like vagaries. I certainly don't like speculation. And to a degree, my opinion isn't that important because I never played the game to a high level. That's for the Graham Lee and Lees and Robbies and Kyles. That's their territory. So I don't rely on statistics, but if there's something there for each player, if he scores a goal or a young player comes off the bench and scores a goal, whoever it might be, Steven Gerrard in his final game this weekend at Anfield as a Liverpool player, it's just nice to have a few notes just to rely on so I can concentrate on calling the game. And then if those notes are required, then they're there in an easy-to-use system. I call it the sticker system. There are about roughly 25 players in each squad, aren't there? And if you're doing four teams, two games per weekend, that's 100 players. And I don't know from week to week which player is going to be the star. So I need an equal amount of stuff for all of them, so that if they have their moments in the limelight, if Jordan Ibe scores a winning goal, if Dwight Gayle scores a late-winning goal, I've just got something on them just to place that achievement into context. I'd probably estimate I'd use 10% of the stuff on every match board each week, but I prepare for every game as if it's going to be the dullest nil-nil you've ever seen. That match board is empty an hour before kickoff. That's when the starting 11s come out, and that's when I place it onto the board in somewhat similar sort of formation sort of style. And it just, as you say, it works for me. Different commentators have different systems that work for them. Mine's brilliantly old-fashioned. There isn't an iPad or a device in sight. It's cardboard, sticky-back plastic, and coloured highlighters, and I love it.
Well, exactly. It's nothing extremely fancy, but it works for you. And that is the most important lesson when it comes to these preparations for matches. And always that agonizing thing for any play-by-play broadcaster. You prepare all this stuff, and then you use about 10% of it, 90% of it. You go, what was I doing using all that time up preparing for this and that? But, hey, you got to do what you got to do. It's absolutely some fascinating stuff. And you can see those Twitter pictures of these sticker systems and match boards that we're talking about with Arlo on Arlo White's Twitter page. So we've got about 4 minutes left here with you, and I got to talk about Merseyside. I am a diehard Liverpool supporter and also have a real soft spot for Everton and all my time that I was lucky enough to spend in and around Goodison Park as a young child. Talk about for you, you're going to be at Steven Gerrard's farewell match at Anfield, the last Steven Gerrard Liverpool match at Anfield this Saturday as they take on Crystal Palace. But talk about this year, what it's been like really soaking up Merseyside, Arlo, on both sides of Stanley Park, the gantries at Anfield and Goodison. Paint a little picture for us of what that's been like.
Always a fantastic experience going to Liverpool, the city, because it just oozes football. The two football teams, as you know, are so important either side of Stanley Park to the rhythms of that city on a daily basis. They're two pretty unique stadiums to call games from as well. I love the main stand at Liverpool, and it's amazing every time we go back there just how quickly the new main stand is going up behind it. So we've got to make the most of this current gantry position while it's there. But the walk up through the away fans section, up these winding staircase to the roof of the main stand, and you peer out, it's normally pretty windy, over Stanley Park, and you can see the blue seats of Goodison over the way, you know, whatever it is, just over a mile away. And you go through a door that just says, it's got a 1970s sign on it saying 2TV gantry. And you walk through what I can only describe it as a large attic. And one of these days, Nate, if it weren't being knocked down, I would take my Christmas decorations and store them there for the 11 months that they're not required during the summer months, you know, because no one would know. You could keep boxes of CDs up there. No one would know. It'd be a free storage for anyone that cared to take their stuff up there. And you walk through it, and it's a little bit dark and murky and creaky. And then suddenly you descend this sort of iron, wrought iron staircase, and there you are on the gantry at Anfield, overlooking the halfway line, in the most perfect position. And Everton, it's slightly different. They're all very, very different from each other. But you are perched above the halfway line on this sort of gantry that's an adjunct to the front of the stand. But that's a brilliantly atmospheric ground. I love the Zedcars theme when it comes on before the players come out. But you really get a sense at Everton that you are amongst the crowd. And I mentioned Leon Graham before when we were chatting about those two guys. And it's often you are able to have a conversation with Everton fans at halftime who come and ask Leon Graham their thoughts on the first half. And how they think that Everton are playing. It's that intimate, and that's why I love that ground as well. Two amazing places to call football from.
Arlo White, we've got 1 minute left here with you on World Soccer Talk Radio, and in the next segment, I'm going to be telling all sorts of stories about my time at Leicester City growing up in that ground known as Filbert Street and how that really shaped my perspective of English football. And so before we let you go, any nostalgia you'd like to share about Filbert Street and your beloved Foxes?
Well, I'm amazed you still like football, if that's where you cut your teeth, Nate. Good for you that you didn't fall out of love with it. No, I'm joking. I mean, Filbert Street was a very special place, and I can remember being in the I worked my way around the ground, as you do as you grow older, and you disappear out of the coattails of your parents. You're allowed to go and pick what spot in the ground you want to go to. So that would normally be standing up in the cop. Pen 3 was where all the songs and the noise and the excitement was. But it took a while for me to get there into my teen years. But I can just remember being in the double decker above the goal. You know, wooden seats, the smell of Bovril, cigarette smoke, the songs wafting up from the cop below, and this enormous pitch. This green sort of beige pitch in front of you. Just thinking it was the most magical place on the planet. You know, Leicester City rarely hit the heights, but I can remember as a kid, you know, watching Leicester beat the great, mighty Liverpool teams of the 1980s, beating Manchester United 3-0 back in the late 80s as well. So we had our moments down there. We had our down times as well. But I remember after the last game, as a fan, even though I worked in broadcasting, getting onto the pitch, getting my bit of turf, which still to this day grows in my backyard.
You gotta love it. You gotta love it. Arlo, thank you so much for your time, sir. And
musicians. It's the biggest guitar, amp, and effects event of the year. Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Over 250,000 guitars, amps, pedals, and accessories. At least 15% off our everyday low price. Every shape, every neck, every finish. Acoustic guitars, just $99. Flame Top Les Pauls, 20% off. Now just $159. Three sets of D'Addario electric guitar strings, just $9. It's your chance to save big on the best selection of gear on the planet. Don't miss Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Going on now.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-221-0010 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-221-0010. That's 888-221-0010.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom sleep gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredients diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
Welcome back in to World Soccer Talk Radio here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcasting Network. My name is Nate Abarea. Another huge thank you to Arlo White of NBC Sports for joining us here in this edition of World Soccer Talk Radio. We talked all about the NBC broadcast campaign, what it's been like here in this memorable Premier League season from an NBC broadcast point of view, what an average week looks like for Arlo White and his co-commentators Lee Dixon and Graham Lasseau. Talked about Arlo's pathway to NBC and his time with Radio 5 Live in the UK, as well as his work with the BBC. We talked about Lee Dixon and Graham Lasseau just a little bit. Arlo playing the scout ever so slightly and getting Lee and Graham over here to NBC, and many people very thankful for that. Lee Dixon and Graham Lasseau both definitely developing chemistry of all kinds with Arlo White and becoming fantastic duos on the microphone for the Premier League coverage over there on NBC. And you can catch the Premier League coverage this weekend. Two fantastic matches Arlo will be calling on NBC. The first one, the Steven Gerrard, the farewell show for Steven Gerrard at Anfield. It's the last home game in a Liverpool uniform for Steven Gerrard. Liverpool, Crystal Palace, 9:30 Pacific time on Saturday morning, 12:30 Eastern. And then on Sunday, Arlo will be calling a rivalry that has kind of lost its luster in recent years, as these two teams aren't competing head-to-head for titles. But I'll tell you what, this was the matchup. that defined footballing rivalry for me growing up. It's Arsenal, Manchester United. And looking forward, obviously Chelsea have won the title this year, and it looks like Arsenal and Man United are, well, they're surely, there is no looks like. They will be in those Champions League spots along with Manchester City. Looking forward, though, and looking at the momentum that Arsenal and Man United are picking up to close this season, I think we could be looking at a resurgence of that classic matchup that really propelled itself to the worldwide stage in the 90s and the early 2000s. Let's not forget, for all you old schoolers out there, we had Rodney Marsh on the show yesterday. Let's not forget about those Arsenal-Manchester United encounters from the 60s and 70s. But when you look at that rivalry in the 90s and the early 2000s, I think we can only hope, as just fans of the Premier League, that becomes a prominent rivalry matchup in years to come, and the glory days of that matchup return. We talked with Arlo White about Merseyside and the gantries at Anfield and Goodison, what it's like on both sides of Stanley Park, that beautiful city known as Liverpool. And we even talked about Filbert Street, the old ground of Arlo's boyhood club, Leicester City. And here in a couple minutes, I'm going to share my story of Filbert Street. And I love Arlo talking about, saying, wow, Nate, if Filbert Street is where you cut your teeth as a football supporter, I commend you for still supporting football at all. It was, definitely not the coziest place on planet Earth, Filbert Street, but my goodness, was it a talk about nostalgia, talk about just breathtaking history and rugged history. That's what it was all about at Filbert Street. I'm going to share my story of how I fell in love with Leicester City and why I've been rooting them on all season long. And we'll talk a little bit about why Nigel Pearson is my favorite manager in all of the Premier League. But first, let's talk about Rabble.tv. And this has got to do with those Foxes of Leicester City, because, ladies and gentlemen, this Saturday, yours truly, Nate Abarrea, and my good pal, Nick Webster. That's right, everybody's favorite Uncle Fester lookalike from the World Soccer Talk podcast, the host of the World Soccer Talk podcast, and you saw Nick's work for years on Fox Soccer Channel. Yours truly and Nick Webster, we're going to be hosting a live audio broadcast of Sunderland against Leicester City on Rabble.tv as the Black Cats and the Foxes try to keep their Premier League hopes alive in a that's being billed as a do-or-die game. But I got to tell you again, I've been talking about this all week, do-or-die game for these relegation-threatened teams. We've seen this in tournament football so many times, in European championships and World Cups even. One of the most famous instances of this back in 1982 in the World Cup in Spain, where teams will know that a draw will be mutually beneficial. And suddenly 90 minutes of nil-nil pass around is what ensues, and both teams are happy at the end of it. I don't want to sound like a conspiracy theorist here, but I'm just throwing that out there as a possibility. But